From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Wheat prices haven't been strong for several months, which is why wheat acreage in the U.S. is expected to be at historic lows for the second year in a row. Angie Setzer, Vice President of Grain for Citizens, thinks there's some potential, however, in 2018 for wheat prices to see some strength, and that gives her optimism. She tells AgriWeb.com the reality is the cash market has started to solidify, and she expects to see some changes in the overall fundamentals of what the farmers are getting. Faced by hundreds of complaints of crops damaged by dicamba, the Arkansas Plant Board proposed a ban on the use of the weed killer for most of the 2018 growing season. According to Successful Farming, the sea giant Monsanto has now asked a judge for an injunction against the regulation while it challenges the ruling in court.
In September, the Plant Board proposed barring dicamba on row crops from April 16th to October 31st of next year to reduce the risk of damage to neighboring fields.
The Arkansas Legislative Council is scheduled to provide final review of the dicamba regulation tomorrow. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue says the agribusiness sector needs to understand that President Trump is a tough negotiator who may take the NAFTA talks to the brink of a great deal. But Perdue says Trump also understands the importance of the farm economy and won't hurt it. Perdue tells AgriMarketing the president knows who voted for him and who didn't, and he wants to make sure we have a healthy, thriving, growing farm economy.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.